High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're on 101.9 High FM and welcome to the show. This is the People in Perspective show. Thanks for joining us. This is Saul Rosenberg. Every week we look at people issues, and generally we have an HR sort of angle, and we have three segments in the show. And the first segment is normally a labor law segment, and this week we've got our CCMA Commissioner Peter Fine joining us. We're going to be talking about medical testing in the workplace. We're going to talk about how labor relations and labor law handles the medical issues in the workplace, and specifically about testing. And we're going to be talking a little about that in a bit. Then we've got Michael Bagram, another labor law specialist, who's going to be joining us after that. And we're going to be talking about the differences between being a contractor versus an employee. So this week we've got a very, very labor law focused kind of angle that we are going to be sharing with you. There's a lot of labor law in the show. So I'll be talking to Michael a bit later, and Michael is a lawyer. He's a labor lawyer. And we're going to be saying, you know, talking about the differences between being a contractor versus being an employee. What are the benefits? What are the risks? And what does the legislation say? And we'll get into a lot of discussion about that. And then in the last segment, we've got Leanne Radebe, who's going to be talking about PR and recruitment. She is a recruitment consultant, and she's going to be sharing some job specifications that she's got. She's from Unique Personnel, and normally every week in the last part of the show, we've got a segment that deals specifically with jobs that are available in the market. We have had some focus on jobs for younger people who are really going into their first role, which we want to address some of these problems in South Africa, where people who've had maybe some experience can't seem to find their first job. So we do focus a little bit on that, just so that we can address some of the employment issues in the country at the moment. So, without further ado, we're going to go now to our feature with Peter Fine, who's a CCMA commissioner. Hello, Peter.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. It's nice to speak with you again.
Thanks so much for having me back.
Yes. Peter, this week we've got a very labor law focused kind of show. You know, the in terms of, you know, the area of relations, you know, we want to look at things relating to the medical sphere within the workplace. You know, in terms of the obligations and rights of employees versus employers, and what the legislation says, specifically about testing. I know we've just come out of that whole COVID era, but you know, the idea of testing, as it pertains to the workplace, what area of the LRA or which piece of legislation would kind of be activated in that circumstance?
Okay, thanks. Yeah, well, there are two different main areas. I think the one is kind of medical testing, which can be a requirement before the person even starts a job, or periodically on the job or randomly on the job to do, in terms of the type of job that the person is doing. For example, if they are needing, for example, being exposed to loud noises, etc., then you need to check their hearing every 6 months, etc. And that's covered by a lot more. The Occupational Health and Safety Act is a key legislation that deals with these kind of things. Also, obviously, the requirements of the job. Can the person, are they physically or mentally able to do it? You can't have someone who is starting to work in a mine and has to get put into a mine cage and he suffers from claustrophobia. You know, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Doesn't like dark places, and he wants to be a miner. that's the one kind of testing that the legislation does allow to be taken. Of course, the best thing always is to have a policy, that can't be overemphasized. To have a policy in terms of, if one moves on to more the alcohol and drug testing, to have a policy in the workplace that covers. To make sure that you've got zero tolerance and everyone is aware of the rule in terms of these things. However, there has been various case law, and in particular of late there's been a few because we've had advances in personal rights, one of them being, of course, that you can now have your cannabis at home. You can have your joint and smoke it, as opposed to your cake and eat it. And what is that effect at the workplace?
I mean, if it's, you know, cannabis is now a sort of there's certain areas that are designated as, it's got a number attached to it as well, where you, those sort of designated areas where you are allowed to smoke cannabis, apparently, that's the law.
It's in private use and not in front of children and non-consenting adults, etc. But and the other thing is, when you're testing for alcohol, which was, you know, the old big fear was alcohol. You know, then it, you used to have like a blood alcohol content and a breathalyzer test. That with the testing for cannabis, the THC stays in your bloodstream a lot longer. So it's a mind shift in terms of what kind of is acceptable. I mean, at the CCMA, I've had a case, for example, which I think is often used excuse, where the person, you know, with a security guard kind of was tested positive for alcohol, and he said he was on a cough medicine that had a certain amount of alcohol in it. You know, he hadn't been drinking alcohol.
So, does it, you know, what interests me is that, you know, how it relates to clauses within the LRA. So, you know, when I recall the sort of eight areas where somebody goes, it would be subject to a disciplinary hearing, for instance. So, one of those things is that, say, as I'm remembering that my labor law sort of a little bit here, it's the an ability to do the job is normally the clause, so that if somebody's not, you know, able to do the job, then certain clauses are activated.
Right. So that what you mentioned there is very important. Is that it is the work environment that the person is working in and the job that they are doing. So you can have your zero tolerance. However, if the person, and we've had a case law recently, the end of a case, where the person did have did test positive, etc. However, the Labour Court, Appeal Court said that there's not a universal decision, but it needs to be specific. This, if the person, for example, is an office worker, comes and sits behind their desk, then it's obviously is not as serious as somebody who is going to be driving a forklift or working at heights or things like that. Where, because in terms of the Occupational Health and Safety Act, there's a requirement on the employer to make sure that not only are people safe in the work environment, but the person themselves. So in other words, it's sometimes you are actually protecting the person who is coming to work intoxicated, as well as those who are around them, who might be affected by them maybe not being in full control of their senses that are required in a dangerous situation.
So it's kind of the way that it's been sort of worked out is that there's the protection of various parties sort of simultaneously, That's what it sounds like. Peter, we need to go to an ad break. We'll be back shortly.